theater first started, we started it in the left-hand side of what's the, of all we've got now. Between the Thomas House and the corner are two, were two buildings. There were three businesses there. Closest to the Thomas House, before the theater was there, it was a dime store, Stevenson's dime store in the left-hand side, the grocery store in the right. In 1940, or 41, the Marion Post Walcott, who was a photographer for the Department of Agriculture, did that project, that the photography project, the WPA photography project. She came through here and made some pictures with her, which I came across there in the Library of Congress now. And the left-hand side was a Kroger store, and the right-hand side in those pictures was an A&P store, side by each. And it wasn't very long, maybe a couple of years before Kroger went out of business. A&P stayed somewhat longer. But by the time when we decided to start the theater in 76, the theater began in 77. By 76, Stevenson's department store had, Mr. Stevenson had retired. A little before that, Sam Talley had died and his grocery store closed. And the Thomas family owned that half of the building, that half of what's all the theater now. And I don't know when the predecessor building was built, but around 1910, those two buildings, or that building, burned. If you look at the old pictures, you see that what's labeled the Pointer Building now was a frame building. And right next to it was a more elaborately facaded Thomas building. And those two burned, and Mr. Pointer, who owned the Horse Cave Milling Company, rebuilt that building, and Harry Thomas, the dentist, rebuilt his building, with the one with the bay window on it. And it is said that that's where his dental chair was, and that he wanted to distract you while he pulled a tooth. He'd point out somebody on the street, yank the tooth while you're looking at it. It doesn't seem right, but maybe it did. Anyway, it's a good story. And so one of the reasons we were able to start the theater when we did was that both of those buildings that in the Thomas side had become available. Bill Austin, who was the grandson of Dr. Thomas, was ready to start, you know, to do the... he had the buildings that we could renovate to make into a theater, and he furnished the money for renovation. Bill's contribution to this town is absolutely extensive and long lasting. I mean, some of us had the idea of the theater. Bill was able to, he had the energy and the resources to make it happen. And only after the theater, years later, got a grant, I think, from Sally Bingham, they were able to purchase the building from Bill. In 76 and 77 is when we renovated that building, and then later on the theater bought the other building, which had housed a dry goods store both sides of it over the years. Kenny Russell, who owned K&H, was the last to be in there. Last dry goods store.